Good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hi, friends of the podcast.
Hi, everybody.
Samantha.
Lisa.
How you doing?
I don't know. I saw your face like so many days this week.
Boy, we have had a lot of Sam and Lisa time.
I'm like, she's still here.
Still here. And isn't it funny that I think that about you?
No.
I'm like thinking about my day today, and I'm like, God. A little more Sam.
Yep.
Get me through the week.
Mm-hmm.
But then, a few days off of you. Off of each other. Then we get a break. Then we're just only texting friends.
Yeah,
we're not in person friends. We're not in person friends. We're just texting friends.
There you go.
Yay, so that's a win-win.
It's a win-win.
That's the light at the end of the tunnel. Right? That's what it is. We go back to just texting.
We sound like we don't like each other.
But we do. But we do. Right?
Yeah, everybody needs a little away time.
You know what? That's why it exists. Right? It's why it exists.
So are we going to tell them how Jan went?
Absolutely we are. But.
Why is there a but?
Because I have a but.
Oh.
I have to get this on my chest.
Oh, dear God.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
And just suck it up. Okay?
Me?
Yeah. I need you to know this. And I'm kind of choked. Hence the tone of my voice.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah. Do you know that you have completely wrecked any and all chances we have of making it onto the Amazing Race Winter Edition?
What?
Do you know that you've wrecked that?
Okay.
You have wrecked all chances.
One, didn't apply. Two, would never apply. And three, would never apply with you, because you'd be like, can I get a taxi there? Or are you going to are you going to carry me there?
Yeah, I might, but I wouldn't be like, I have cold toes. I have cold fingers.
Oh, this is because I stood on the side of the road for 2 hours I didn't have to and froze my ass off?
Yeah, so it made me reconsider us ever going on to the Amazing Race Winter Edition.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Well, if one day we decided... I'm just saying, day we decide...
I wouldn't.
I would not.
I would not.
Just saying that if one day we ever have a weak moment and we think about it,
no,
I will remember this.
There's no weak moments, Lisa.
We're not doing it.
You will never survive the Amazing Race.
You wouldn't survive
you
the
would
winter edition.
You would never survive it.
You barely survived the outside at zero.
Lisa, I was not dressed for the outside.
That's
for
not
2 hours.
That's not my fault.
2 hours.
Not my fault.
And she was in her hotel room.
But we didn't know that.
Ugh.
She kind of tricked us.
Don't even.
Okay. I just need to get that off my chest.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it.
Okay.
By any stretch.
I'm just saying. You would not survive.
Not worried about it.
Yeah.
Just saying.
You wouldn't make it.
You wouldn't make it through the Amazing Race.
Yes, I would.
You're lazy. You were like, I don't want to walk there. You want me to do what? You want me to run? I don't run. I'm not climbing. I'm not shucking. I'm not doing anything.
I would shuck.
No, you wouldn't.
I would shuck. I don't even
I don't want to touch corn. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that.
Hi.
Like, that's all that you would do.
Who do you think when the Gibsons have corn on the cob, I shuck? If Mike's still sleeping,
yes,
and it's time to start supper, I shuck.
Oh my God.
I would shuck. For the record, I would shuck.
Okay.
I would shuck.
Okay. Bad example then.
Just saying. All right?
Uh-huh.
I just wanted you to know that.
Uh-huh. Can we let them know that we met, Jen?
Yeah. Now that's... Okay. I'm over it.
Okay.
That's
thanks.
How I am. I'm set it and forget it.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't care. But yes. Okay.
I just wanted
I'm glad
to
that
know
you feel better.
That we'll never be doing that show.
I
made that decision for the both of us based on your behavior.
You know, whatever. I'm not. Mm-hmm. I'm not even heartbroken.
Okay,
so I'm good.
Good.
So I'm good.
Good. So Samantha,
Lisa, how was your Jan extravaganza adventure?
It was wonderful.
Was it?
How was your part of it?
It was horrible. Actually, it was fine. It was okay, and the fact that we had to wait.
A long time.
In line. But that's fine, because thank God we went early.
Thank God we went early. Thank God we had heads up to play.
Yeah.
Little shout out to Ellen. Right?
Yeah, and I'm horrible at it.
You are really bad
at
it.
Yeah, I'm really bad
at it. But you know who's worse
it.
Than you at it? The hyper-hype girl.
Is she really?
Yeah, because I brought it out a couple
Thank
times
God.
At work on a slow night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ooh, not good. But hilarious, but not good. You're just not good.
Thank you.
It wasn't your cup of tea.
No, it was not.
But it was still past a little bit of time.
A little bit.
And some people around us were kind of interested in
yes.
it.
Yes. And then I saw the Christmas tree.
The human Christmas tree.
That was exciting.
Oh.
Because I was getting a little giddy and hot and
yes.
kind of like, are we there yet?
You're getting like a little slap happy.
Yeah, I was getting a little slap happy. And I don't typically like... make that much of a fuss.
There's a better chance I'm going to comment than you. That really caught me off guard.
This lady caught me off guard. Well, she caught me off guard. Because I was looking one way and I looked over to my left and I'm like, oh my God. And this lady looked like a Christmas tree.
She looking like a tree.
She looking like a tree. And she had a long to the floor red tartan plaid pleated skirt and a full green, solid green, Christmas tree green turtleneck.
Yeah.
And then like some kind of cape thing over top of it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, you look like a Christmas tree.
Oh, lady looking like a tree. Oh, lady looking like a tree.
And all I was going, she looks like a Christmas tree. She looks like a
Christmas tree. And you did. And you know what? Friends of the podcast, not even really that quiet about it.
And then I started laughing because I made myself laugh.
which was awesome.
Because I was like, she looks ridiculous.
And I just kept surfing the net because I just was pretending, even though we're side by side, hopefully nobody notices.
Oh, but that was fun.
It was funny.
But getting up to Jan.
Getting up to Jan.
That was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Took a picture of Minnie. Well, we walked up. And I was first because for some reason Lisa made me go first.
I just like that better.
And I was carrying our little present we had with her. Well, it was our mug.
It's our mug with our Bitmoji faces.
Our Bitmoji on it. And gave her my CDs and the gentleman who was there, whatever, and introduced myself. And I said, it was lovely to meet you, finally. And she's like, oh, thank you. And she was really
she was super nice.
Super nice.
Super nice.
And
I did reassure her that we weren't spooky.
No.
I let her know. Yeah. Look at us. Not scary.
And then I introduced us. I said, I don't know. I said, we are Lisa and Sam from I Shake My Head. And I said, you follow us on Instagram and Twitter.
And then the light bulb went off.
And then the light bulb went off.
And she recognized us.
And she recognized us.
She knew who we were.
Yeah.
Which was super cool.
She told us to keep being creative and...
She said we would hook up.
Yeah.
I don't know when.
Well, it could be a while.
Could be a while. We're going to give her Christmas off.
Yeah.
She's just been touring.
Yeah.
But she did say we were going to hook up. And I did say, we're going to probably try and keep you to that.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And then we shook her hand. Because that's what good people do. You shake hands.
Yeah, we shook her hand.
Yeah.
And it was just really nice. And it was kind of cool meeting her. I wish we'd had a little more time, but it was like the lineup was
so big, right? But just like she said, so we're going to keep being creative, right?
And we're going to keep her to her promise.
And we're going to keep talking about her on her podcast because she's our friend.
Yeah. But you know what I found really funny, though? What? The time leading up to going to Jan, to going to the bookstore for the book signing, in the car, we took 9 selfies to get one
that we thought was
not disgusting picture.
Yeah.
We're horrible at it.
I know.
I think there should be a course actually on how to take a selfie.
I don't know, because I even put it like the timer on to give us a couple seconds. So I said it was still like the front seat of Betty's not that big,
No, it's not.
So it's pretty hard, but that's where the scary thing is, right? It's cuz no offense, Samantha, we a bit bigger.
Yeah.
And our arms are only so long. Yeah. So when you're plus size, you want to make sure that you are, ideally when you take a selfie, it's from your arm is up higher.
Up higher so you can get away.
So you're not showing the double chin.
Yeah.
Well, to anybody who's checked out our Instagram picture, Samantha managed to get my arm high enough for her double chin not to show. But mine, it's out there.
Pretty.
But you're so pretty.
Oh, no, I'm not.
But it was kind of funny that
I hate that picture.
I know, but it was the best of the worst. It was the best of the worst.
It was horrible.
Right?
We are bad selfie takers.
Yeah, I think we need like a stick.
I think we need to watch the Kardashians.
Yeah.
Because they're like the queen of like selfie pictures.
I saw something once. I don't remember who said it. It was a celebrity. And they said what you do to get the perfect smile is that you look down. And when you look up, you pretend you're like, like a chuckle. That's apparently you're supposed to do. Because then it looks like you're kind of laughing, so it doesn't look forced. Click. I don't know.
I think this means I'm going to have to practice.
Yeah.
And if only I cared that much about a selfie.
I know. I know.
I do not.
You're kind of like my husband that way. Right? I'm like, can we get a selfie?
Nope.
Right? I'm like, really? Because everybody's doing them? Nope. Nope. And then you certainly don't have my permission to make it public. Okay. Good point.
But your Great Cup pictures went public.
I know, but that's because he had to be a good sport, because my sister and my brother-in-law are selfie takers.
Oh, okay.
So he couldn't be like the Scrooge of selfies.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Just lying.
But, so all in all, it was a win.
Yeah, it was fun.
Jan, we love you.
Yep.
And...
it's official.
Thanks for coming to Saskatoon.
Yeah.
Thanks for being our friend.
Good times.
Good times.
Thanks, Jan.
More good times in store, I have no doubt, Jan. Just saying.
Here's hoping... Oh, well, she'll tour for her new album.
Well, and
because that comes out in February,
and we'll be there. We'll meet her again, wherever that is. We'll find her. We'll find her that time.
Okay.
Okay.
Lisa.
No, I'm doing this, not you.
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
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 What?
No. Because you don't even know.
What?
How? Here's the thing, Samantha.
Are you talking about the voice?
I'm talking about the voice.
You have no idea what I'm going to say.
How did your "you pick anyone you want" work out for you?
Good, because Chloe's still in it.
Yeah, you have one person. Your whole team, which was J-Hud, gone.
That's okay. I didn't really like them.
Oh, now you say that.
No, beep, I didn't. Beep, beep. No, I didn't really like them. Why? She had, because the one that I did like got tossed.
Yeah, I know. Her whole team got tossed.
Yeah, well, that's fine. I still think Blake's going to win it.
I don't. I think Adam.
No, I think Blake's... No, his two... Adam's two people do not have the chops.
They have the chops.
Red just barely made it through.
But he beat all the people with the chops.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No.
I'm just saying.
I think the country is strong in the U.S.
Country music is strong in the U.S.
Yeah, and I feel like that's the only thing that gets him through is because, oh, let's get that country guy in there.
Yeah.
I don't always trust the voting in the United States.
I know, right?
I think it's rigged!
I think it's rigged.
It's fake news! Fake. Oh, no, sorry, that's turning something different!
Don't, and that could just start a riot. We don't support it.
Nope, sorry.
Take it back.
I'm making fun of it, yes. I apologize.
No, right? But I don't know. You know what? No, I had a hard time being committed to The Voice.
American Idol's coming back, so that's two thumbs up.
Well, I think next week is The Voice finale.
Yeah.
So we'll have to see who's left standing.
Well,
it's not going to be your people.
No, I... No.
What's your prediction?
I predict Chloe from Blake's team will win.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I predict it.
And then you're going to claim that she was yours.
No, I'm just...
And you're the champion.
I feel like out of the four that are there, no offense to Adam's team, but his people are not strong enough.
Okay,
Brooke is slightly... Just slightly ahead of the two.
I don't even know
Adam's
their names.
Team.
I don't even know their names. Yeah. Okay,
Mrs. How do I know them then?
Hey, Mrs. Music. We'll wait and see.
Shut up.
I'm just saying.
Right?
Mrs. Music.
Don't be snotty.
Sorry.
You're being so snotty right now.
I take
now.
It back.
I think you're being rude.
I'm sorry. I just think that your whole, I picked a team and we're going to make this game and it's going to work, I just think didn't really go as you saw planned.
No, because I played and you did not. You didn't.
Yes,
you did not.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
yes, I did.
Okay, fine, whatever. Okay. I'm over it now.
Okay.
Because we got to wait till next week.
All right. Voice, we're done.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Chicago Med. I have to talk about it because at one point I'm texting you going, okay, so we got rats, we got a dead Santa, we have demons, and now we have a dead priest, infidelity with some Zika virus,
and a shrink that's afraid of a shadow.
Yeah, a shrink who doesn't want to shrink.
And a shrink who doesn't want to shrink. And a shrink who's afraid of a shadow. And
there was just so much going on.
You know what? This is what I took away from it. I finally now know what being stuck in a corn maze must feel like. That's what I thought. I thought I was like, and you turn here, no, not there. Turn here, no, not there. Oh, what about here? Oh, no, not there. It's like everywhere you turn, there's something.
Every time. Like, every 2 minutes, there was a new tragedy that was happening. It's like, oh my God, you killed Santa in your ER.
In the opening. With a little boy there.
Is Santa dead?
He did. He did.
It was horrible.
This is what I think. Dear Chicago Med, you need to simmer down now.
Well, okay. I think I might be losing it, but was there only 4 episodes?
I think there was only 4.
Oh my God.
But I think
they're packing so much into that.
And it showed.
Holy crap.
Because I'm just like, huh?
I was exhausted and I'm like, hey, this is too much.
It felt like a strobe light was just like, right? Or like a machine gun. It's like, what the hell?
It was too much stuff, man.
Oh, I had a headache after. I felt like I needed a drink to calm my nerves. I didn't know who to invest my time in, who to invest my time with, who to cheer for.
I know.
I felt bad because I'm like, maybe I have rats in my head. I don't know. Right? We got like, it just was too sensory overload.
Yes, it was.
It was too much.
It was hardcore.
Yeah.
Like, I think.
And the only storyline that I care about is the one with the two doctors, the redheaded doctor.
And the dark-haired doctor.
And the dark-haired, and Natalie. Mm-hmm. And that's the one they don't even really talk about.
Mm-mm.
Right? That's the one everybody's waiting for.
Well, now they're together.
I know, but not really. Like, they're not really showing that.
No, unfortunately, they're not.
Right? And that's really where, like, because in the last season, that's all you wanted is you just waited. And then she went away and you hoped that she came back and she did. And then, oh no, we got rats in our head. And we got this.
And it's like, okay, hi.
Bats in your belfry.
And right? Where's she? Where's she? Right?
I don't know. It was weird.
I don't know. I didn't appreciate it.
Okay. I got something I need to introduce.
Okay.
It could be just a one-time topic.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Do I know about this?
I need it.
Okay. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Why are you killing my Christmas?
Like
me? Why are you killing my Christmas spirit?
Like me?
No, the people.
Oh.
Because we're retail people, right?
Yeah, we're retail hosts.
So if you don't know this, guys, we work retail. It's tough in the winter.
Hard.
It's tough during Christmas.
Tough.
And all I think is, I come to work and I have a good attitude, and by the time I leave, I want to crawl into a ball and just stay
in
there.
In the fetal position, yeah, and rock in the corner.
Yeah, and cry.
Yeah.
And it's like, all I think is, why are you trying to kill my Christmas spirit?
I know.
I have very little. And you're
right?
Killing it.
You're
squashing
it.
You're squashing it.
Is there a particular situation?
It's people who don't have... People who...
Who don't what?
Who don't, like, understand that things don't... They take time.
Okay.
You know? And it's like they come in and they're like, I want it now and I want it... Two
yes.
seconds ago,
yep.
And why isn't it in my hand? And I have an appointment, and it better be here in 5 minutes, because you're really, it's like,
yep.
OMG. Why yep. did you walk into, one, a busy store
yes.
a week and a half before Christmas? Two, you should have planned this a little bit better
little
in
bit
your
better.
World.
Yeah, a little bit better.
Right? And it's
definitely.
Like, three, we're doing the best we can.
But they don't care.
No, I know.
And do you think anybody cared that you were up early this morning?
No, nobody
I did.
Cared.
I thought about you. I cared. I cared, Samantha, because I'm your best friend. Right?
I
but nobody else cared.
No.
Nobody else cared.
And it's like, I get it. People are frantic now. Now right. I understand. This next week and a half,
oh,
you're frantic.
Lord.
You're hardcore frantic.
Even though Christmas has been on December 25th for a minimum, and I'm not super churchy or religious, so I can only just give you what I know, for a minimum of 2018 years.
Yep.
So it's not new. It's not new.
It isn't new.
Right?
Nope.
It's like everybody knows your birthday's coming.
Yeah.
Everybody knows the 25th is the 25th.
Yeah.
Right?
And I'm just like,
I don't
like,
get
and then
it.
They threaten, and it's like, do you understand that if I can't find it, the threat is like
yeah,
null
does,
and
yeah,
void.
Makes no difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
makes no difference.
There's no, you should not threaten.
No. And the more you keep threatening, guess who wants to help you a little bit less each time the threat comes? That's me. It's like the other day. So in the Olsen department, this lady, this raging lunatic comes in. She's like an older lady. She comes onto the wood floor. She looks at both Michelle and I, and she throws her arms up in the air, and she's like, nobody ever heard of a house coat? Then she walks away.
She didn't even wait for her to answer?
No, because we start to try and tell her where they were, because they're on the
God.
Second level,
oh
and she
God.
Was gone. And I looked at the hyper-hype girl, and she looks at me, and I'm like, what the fuck just happened? Have you, like, and this is an I, being an idiot, walk, do, okay, I'm like, pencil me and I have a reenactment. So I come, pretending I'm her, and I'm like, throw my arms up there. Nobody ever heard of a fridge and stove? Right? Like, what are you asking?
No, that's still...
Matter of fact, yes, I have heard of a house coat. Oddly enough.
Upstairs.
Upstairs. Nobody ever heard of a house coat?
Oh, my God.
And she was so mean and cranky, and
yeah.
I was just like...
Oh, my God.
What the hell?
Yeah. You know what I also wish?
What?
Is that people would stop breaking things.
You should slap their fingers.
I break stuff all the time.
Yeah.
I get it. Ornaments are getting broken by the bucket load.
Yeah.
Same with candles. But they're breaking my Christmas globes. And
oh,
do you know that the water
in
a Christmas globe is not really water?
It just is oily.
It's gross.
Yeah.
And it's hard to clean up. And I'm like, and then on a Saturday, someone breaks the globe.
No. Oh.
And it's everywhere.
And that glass is so thin.
Yes. And yeah. The water is everywhere. It's soaked everything. And I'm like, no.
Why are you breaking my store? Right?
And it's like, oh, who touched it?
Who touched it? And then do you want to make them pay for it?
No,
I would
no,
like them to.
We don't. And that's fine. It's just like, but like you would have to understand, like globes are very delicate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You know that from picking them up and looking at them. But what you should do is you should have somebody in your bookstore with a fly swatter. And every time somebody goes near it, just slap.
Slap. Right? What makes? Why do you need to pick it up?
Don't touch.
Right? If you're giving it for a gift, there's no weight test involved in it. What's for grandma? Can she hold 3.5 pounds? That's just, oh, shoot. If I'm dropping them, grandma's certainly dropping them. Not the right gift for grandma. Like, stop touching.
And there was another lady, too. It was so, the look on her face was, that's not what I wanted you to tell me.
Nice.
Because she asked me if we had pajama pants. And I'm like, no, ma'am, that's only online. Because I just recently seen that we carry like a bit of a larger sleep thing online.
Yeah.
And I said, no, I'm sorry, but the pajama pants were only online. She's like, oh. And I'm like, yeah, I'm sorry. It's just at this level, like the store level, we don't carry them. And, but indigo.ca.
Yeah. Two thumbs up. Plug, plug.
She didn't like my answer.
No.
The look on her face was like, just broke my spirit. I'm like, I don't know what you want me to do.
I had a man today, true story, asked for the washroom. Can you tell me where the washroom is? So, yeah, it's either on the second floor or it's either up one level or down one level. He looks at me. What about on this level? There isn't one. Are you serious? The look of fear. And I'm like, do we need to worry about this, dude? Do I need to have, like, he's like, there's not one on the main level. I'm like, no. This is what he said. Who designed this place? Well, certainly not myself. Do I look like I'm Mr. The Bay? I'm not Mr. The Bay.
Oh
so,
God.
No. Top level, bottom level. And he's like, just shook his head. He was just shaking. And like, he was mad. And I'm like,
hope,
all I want to do is say, yell, hope you make it. Right? Hope you make it.
If, oh, my God. Yeah. That reminds me of our days at Bennington.
Right?
Oh, the mess. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hate public washrooms.
Oh, so
don't
do
get
I.
me started.
Don't. Yeah.
So there's a couple of examples of people killing our spirit.
Yeah.
I agree.
I'm sorry, people.
Sorry.
It had to be done. We typically don't do this.
We needed to vent.
Yeah. Christmas is tough.
Yeah.
Christmas I waited is tough. As long as I could.
Right. And you did really good, Samantha, right? Like, you're like halfway there.
Halfway there.
Exactly.
All right. We need to talk about our Christmas light adventure.
We do.
We've already posted pictures on Instagram.
We have posted the pictures. We tweeted it out.
Yep.
We did this the other night.
Yes.
And, yeah, we need to talk about it.
Lisa, it was fun.
Samantha, first off, I want to just share because sometimes I get the spirit of Sam inside me and I get a little schooly.
You got schooly?
Just on two things.
Okay, don't get excited.
First off, did you know that in the United States that Christmas decorations, including LED lights for outdoors and inflatables, people will spend $6 billion?
What?
$6
billion. Oh, my God.
Yeah, a little excessive. And did you know the movie Christmas Vacation?
Yes.
European Christmas, that it would have cost Clark Griswold $1,600 for the month of December for those lights.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy.
Where does that match up to the Clinkskill drive?
Lights? I don't know.
I think they have more.
They probably do.
I know.
Holy moly.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, Clinkskill Drive, there's one house that
Christmas threw up at.
Oh my God, it's awesome. There's lights everywhere, and then they have a radio station that plays for like the whole month of December, and it's 89.7 FM, and you drive up to their house, you turn onto your FM station, and the music and the lights play together.
They're synchronized.
Yeah, it's awesome.
They use over 70,000 lights.
That's great.
And in case, friends of the podcast, you want to check it out, they have a website, www.clinkskillchristmaslights.com.
Cool.
And you can go and see their past few years. It's only their sixth year.
Really?
Yeah. So excited to
see. We just discovered it yesterday.
Last year. 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Awesome.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And then?
Can you hear my excitement?
Yeah. Shut up.
I'm just saying.
You,
it's a little overkill.
No, it's
Come
not.
Come on.
It's
let's be
awesome.
Honest here. It's a
Lisa,
little overkill.
That is Christmas spirit.
That is ridiculous.
No, it's awesome sauce.
It's a little bit too much.
Nope, it's not.
Mm.
We don't agree.
We don't.
Because you took pictures
of my beautiful
house.
Because every house I thought was beautiful, you drove by. And I'm like, can you throw the car in reverse, Samantha, so we could? Can I get a picture of my house that I liked?
Because it had one light.
And there's some posted on Instagram, too.
Oh, my God. It's so sad.
It's not so sad.
It's so sad.
I think less is more.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I think so.
I think if we're going to... I think Christmas and I think...
Tacky.
Big and bold and crazy and just Put it everywhere. Put lights on everything that you can possibly put lights
on. I don't agree.
Get a snowman. Get a deer. Just do it. Go hardcore.
Wow. Hey. I just think it's my...
Go Christmas, go. Go Christmas, go.
I just think get a strand of icicle lights.
No.
They look beautiful.
Boring.
No.
Boring.
No.
Boring.
Beautiful.
Boring.
Beautiful.
Boring.
Yours are tacky.
No, they're not. They're beautiful.
They're not.
You know what it is? They're not tacky. They're fun. And sometimes, Lisa, I know fun and you don't.
Sometimes, Samantha, less is more.
No.
And you don't know more fun than me ever. I am fun.
Okay, the fact that you have to defend that,
because that's what you do.
That's sad.
No, I am so much fun, actually.
No, you're not.
I just think that I think...
I'm fun.
Okay, I just think that some of the houses are just overkill.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
No, they're fantastic.
But...
I love them.
I don't mind, like I didn't mind Murphy Crescent.
Well, that was the Smurf Crescent.
Yeah. So, there, did you know that it's been going on for 30 years?
Get out!
Yeah, so December 1st, Murphy Crescent in Saskatoon becomes Smurfy Crescent.
Smurfy!
And they post the big sign, and there's actually a family that organizes it.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, and that when people, and I read online, that when people sell their houses and they live there,
mm-hmm.
they leave behind the Smurfs.
Ah!
For the next group.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Those signs looked really old.
Yeah, they looked like they were at least 30 years.
Yeah.
Right? But so it's funny, friends of the podcast, as you drive down this crescent, there's like the Smurfs, and the Smurfs are doing this on one, they're playing hockey on another, and it's like these big Smurf cutouts. But what I don't get is I never ever completely got the whole why they had two Smurfettes.
Well, I thought there was only one Smurfette.
There is, but on some of them, they have more than one Smurfette.
Yeah, that seems wrong.
Yeah, I don't get that.
Yeah, and there are, well, we have took some really good pictures, yeah. And Lisa, you did put them on Instagram.
Yeah, there are some.
So I definitely would say people look at them, because yeah. they're really, it's
Go check
cute.
It out. Go
it's
check
cute.
It out.
And then there's Charlie Brown Crescent.
Yes.
It's Brown Crescent.
Brown Crescent.
But it's Charlie Brown Christmas.
Yeah, over 30 houses on that crescent decorate.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, there's some really good ones there, though.
There are. There's some really cool ones.
There's some really cool ones.
There's like that huge, huge, huge Snoopy.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Remember how cool that was?
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was super cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, those were good and calm, so you like them.
Yeah, I like those.
And then we went down this, I don't know what crescent it is, but it had like a snowman Santa theme. Like every other house had a snowman Santa theme. And that's the street that had the pink flamingos.
That I don't understand.
And it's all Christmassy flamingo type. Oh my God, it's awesome.
No, I didn't get that house either.
No, I like it.
It's like, it's kind of like, you know what you like? This is the thing. You like Christmas Viva Las Vegas style.
No, I don't.
Yes,
I do. I like Christmas to be bright and cheerful, and I feel like those houses are bright and cheerful.
And I would hate to be their neighbors.
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
It's bright and cheerful. Mm. They are.
Okay.
Okay, but on Cumberland, okay, and then we went down Cumberland.
Yeah.
And then we ran across a house that had a Disney theme.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Did you put that on Instagram?
Yeah, just two pictures.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because that was kind of a cool house, too.
Different.
That was new. I'd never seen that one before.
No, that was different.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't mind that.
And then we went to my favorite in Montgomery.
Don't like that one either.
Across from the Montgomery School.
And we didn't even get to stop at my favorite in Montgomery. Remember the one that just has the lit candy cane?
You don't even
On the door? Because you don't remember where it is.
You don't remember where it is, Lisa.
But I know.
No, you don't.
But I kind of do.
You like... Okay, so this is what she likes, guys. She likes a house with one colored lights.
Yes, I like
it
to match.
And it's just like on the top of the house,
yep.
maybe on a tree.
Maybe.
And maybe like around a pole. You're so boring.
I just like it tasteful. That's all.
Christmas is not for tasteful.
Well, in my world, it is.
No, it's not.
Kind of.
No.
A little bit.
No.
I think it should
be. I can't. Nope, I can't.
Okay, you know what, Samantha?
Lisa.
We're never going to agree.
No, because we just don't.
We just don't. We can't even agree on Christmas lights.
No, we can't. We cannot agree on Christmas lights.
Which is kind of funny.
Because I have taste and you don't.
Or you like tacky and I don't.
It's not tacky.
Seems it.
It's called Christmas spirit.
Seems
Lisa.
A little tacky.
A little Christmas zeal.
In small doses, but when it's lighting up the neighborhood, seems a little bit much for my liking.
Well, the Clinkskill Drive one does that.
Right? Does that, right?
Yeah, what did your sister say? Neighbors must hate that.
Neighbors must hate that. Like, neighbors gotta hate that. Right? Oh, uh-huh, yay. Right? Maybe the neighbors get a cut in something.
That's true.
Maybe they get like a bottle of whiskey or something for like
maybe
putting up with the lights. Right?
Okay. Okay.
You wanted to talk about Christmas gifts?
Yeah.
The best ones you got as a kid or a teen?
Yeah.
I had a really hard time with this. I'm not going to lie.
Really? Why?
My brain could not remember squat.
Well, that's the problem. Your brain's a little bit older than mine.
Shut up.
And I think that has a lot to do with
it. No, it doesn't.
I think it does.
Oh, my God.
Well, okay. I'm going to get right to it.
Fine.
So, my all-time, this is in, I have six.
You have six?
I have six.
Okay, what are they?
No particular order. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Light Bright.
Yeah.
Easy Bake Oven.
Yeah, yeah.
Taught me to cook like necessity right from its, right? You know what, when your kids learn
from a
how,
box to a thing.
When your kids learn how to bake a cake by a light bulb, chances are her cooking is she's going to grow up to cook like necessity. I think there was like a method there, right? When your kid's learning her craftiness from Light Bright,
yeah, that's
chances
not good.
Are she's not going to be crafty. Mm-mm. Right? So that was me.
That's funny.
Okay, then the Snoopy snow cone machine.
You got one of those?
Yeah, but you know what the best part is? We played with it every week. Do you know why?
Why?
Because my mom and dad used to go out for supper every single Saturday night. And so when the babysitter would come over, that was her job, was to make us snow cones. And we had Snoopy snow cone every
that
Saturday night.
So mean.
So awesome.
Yeah.
And then I had an electronic handheld football game.
Of course you did.
That was like fun. Super cool. Loved it.
Super cool.
Yeah. And then then I had a Kodak disc camera.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
That was a fun gift.
Huh.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. My honorable mention.
Huh.
I don't know if you know this about me.
Huh.
Number one fan of the Chia Pet. Chia.
Chia.
That's me. Loved them. Put those sprouts on that clay, whatever, and grow.
Serious?
Yeah, I love Chia Pets so much. Because that was where I got my green thumb from.
You don't have one.
Well, I have a Chia Pet green thumb. And then when I would take it, I would get it, and I'd go to university, and then I would build my Chia Pet, and then I would have to, because it was so dry, I'd have to take four beer bottles, and I'd build like a little greenhouse with Saran Wrap.
Beer bottles and Saran Wrap.
And watch it flourish. And then I would build like a Chia Cat,
oh,
Chia Puppy, Chia Lamb, whatever. Didn't matter.
That is so weird.
I loved Chia Pets so much. My dad got me a Chia Pet probably 8 years ago.
Really?
Thought it was awesome. Did it. Played with it the whole time. Like,
so...
Chia.
So weird.
And you can't think of anything.
No, I did.
Okay.
But all I thought was, whoa, why can't I remember?
I could tell you 100 like reasons why.
Oh, shut up.
Because you old. You old. You old.
Excuse me, my throat puncher.
Your brain's a little bit old.
Shut up.
Sorry.
Okay, well, this is what I remember.
Okay.
In no particular order.
Oh, man.
Walking doll.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Big deal.
Yeah.
Barbies.
Typical.
Light Bright, just like you.
Copycat.
I remember
even
getting...
back then, you were wanting to be a little bit like
no,
me, okay?
No, everybody got Light Bright.
Mm.
We sell Light Bright now.
Wow.
Camera.
Light Bright should not have made a comeback.
No, it is. Mm. Yeah, it is. I got a camera.
Uh-huh.
And then I feel like the best gift we ever got, and it was to all of us kids, yep. My sister and my brother and I. A steel toboggan.
Ooh, remember those back in the day?
I feel like this is the one solid memory that I have.
Yeah.
Is my uncles, on the Sperling side, got together and bought us a steel, or maybe it was just Randy, bought us a steel toboggan.
Yeah.
And we used it that winter, and we had fun.
Really?
That thing went like crazy. And then you waxed it, and you went faster.
It went faster.
It was so much fun, that toboggan.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It's dangerous. Probably not something you'd give your kids now,
yeah.
But back in the day when I was like 10 yeah. or 9 or whatever, and it's the 70s,
yeah.
You don't really think like that.
No, that would be a
you
cool
You don't think
gift.
A steel toboggan's a bad idea.
No, but the thing is too, right, is that steel toboggan had no give.
No.
Right? So if you hit like a bump, boom.
You were smacked.
You're like being the Titanic,
yeah.
Right? Like just like riding
awesome.
The waves.
Awesome. That thing was great.
That's a cool gift.
Yeah, it was fun.
That's a cool gift. Did you ever get board games?
Of course.
And how did that work in
We're
your family?
We're all about a good board game.
How'd that work?
Well, we got, like, you know, the normal stuff. Monopoly.
Yeah.
The Game of Life.
Yeah.
Who didn't play that?
Did you
and
play,
Trouble.
You ever play Kerplunk?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, we got
one,
Kerplunk,
hey?
Too.
Kerplunk was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did that one a lot, too. My cousin Robin, she was a single child, and she had the best game collection.
Really?
Yeah, odd. Every year, she got great games for Christmas.
Huh.
Just her. But always had Christmas with us. So then there was always, like, games to play.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's what you used to do at Christmas time, though.
Play the games.
You played games.
One year we got this game. It was called Perfection. and it was on a timer, and so you put this bouncy little springboard, went down, mm-hmm. and you set the timer, and then you had like 1 minute to put these shapes together and put them in the, on this board.
Okay.
And if it didn't, if you didn't make it, then it would like pop up, and then the shapes would go everywhere.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah, it was fun. It was actually probably, I think my parents played it more than we did.
Huh.
Yeah.
I liked Uno.
Yeah, it wasn't really about the cards.
I liked Uno. Mm. Do you ever play a game, and this is a card game that I just remember playing over Christmases.
Go Fish?
Nope. Shut up. Not okay, as a kid. More of a teenager adult.
Okay.
We'd play with all the adults.
Yeah.
Called Presidents and Assholes.
Nope. Never heard of it.
No?
Nope.
Crazy Eights?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you ever play Romoli?
Yes, we did used to play a lot of Romoli.
Yeah, we play Romoli too.
Yeah, we played Romoli.
Grandma used to cheat.
Did you play for money?
Yeah, we played, everybody got, we had like containers of money.
Yeah.
And like, or chips or whatever. Yeah. And then whoever would win. Yeah, would it's Romoli fun.
Yeah, I always, I still enjoy Romoli.
Yeah. But I remember Presidents and Assholes for some reason.
I don't even remember that game. Yeah. You know, we didn't really play a lot, my parents played a lot of kids, or a lot of cards. I was never a fan of cards because my mom and my grandmother were like uber competitive. Sucked every ounce of fun out of cards as there ever was. Every ounce. We used to play a game called Wizard. Hate it. Because if my mom didn't win, we're playing it again. I'm like, oh. Right? And my grandmother was the same, right? They'd play hearts.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Or
yeah.
canaster or whatever.
Yeah.
Right? And, oh, my God. I hate cards. Hate cards.
I really like cards.
Actually. I don't mind euchre, but I hate cards.
I like cards. Reason. Well, and I was taught how to play Kaiser when I was young, too.
Okay, yeah.
So
kind of like a euchre.
Yeah. Kind of like euchre, but a little bit different. And
I bet you I'm better than you in cards.
Probably.
Yeah.
Because you think, I mean, I like being strategic.
Yeah.
And I don't just play willy-nilly because I think it through. But it's, I just like playing the game. Like, I don't care if I win.
You're competitive for me, too.
You're
competitive.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Not in cards.
In everything.
Well, if I can beat you, I'll try.
Exactly, right? Right? If I can take your firstborn and dunk her, I'm going to. Right?
I would never do that.
You wouldn't do that. You would take the firstborn.
But
I wouldn't cause harm.
No, I would never do that.
Okay, but listen, I got some big news.
What?
Oh, are you ready?
No.
There's a game called, ready for this? It's just out, but it's not in Canada yet. Forged in Fire, Forge Master. Yes, yes. Forged in Fire, Forge Master.
If you can see the look of joy on her face right now, and I'm just like, what the fuck?
Yes. So what happens is you become the bladesmith, and you listen, and you prove your skills by forging a sword.
No, don't.
Yes. It's like, don't. Right? So it's not like in the show where I'm like taking the Damascus steel and burning it down and then quenching it and checking for that. It's not like that.
Mm-hmm.
But what it's like is they say it's like Guitar Hero. Remember Guitar Hero? You played the songs based on the colors?
Yes.
Something like that.
Oh,
and
God.
You press the corresponding keys based on the colors. And if you don't miss any, then you're on a hot streak. Which means you're going to be building a better sword.
How did you find this?
I was just curious.
Oh,
I was just curious. But it's not in Canada. But guess what I did today?
Uh-huh.
I've already, in preparation for it coming to Canada,
uh-huh.
I've already downloaded the Weapon Upgrade Simulator.
You have to get the game first.
No, but online I was able to upgrade. I was able to upload the Weapon Upgrade Simulator.
Oh
so
my
when
God.
I get the game, I'm already going to be able to make a better sword automatically. How exciting is that?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and then we'll play it.
We'll
have a play date, and we'll get together.
No, yes. I'm not having a play date. Play with your husband.
Nope, he won't play.
No, and I know he won't play.
Right?
Because you're going to be crazy.
No, so we're going to have a play date.
No.
And then we're going to do it.
No.
And then I'm going to show you how to forge
no.
with the keys.
Because I don't care.
And then I'm going to... I can't wait. So excited.
I cannot care
I'm so excited.
This.
Why?
No, I can't.
Really?
Yes. Really? I cannot care.
It's about, like, with the forge.
Lisa, I'm not excited about this.
I know, but...
You are.
But
okay, I think you're ridiculous.
Okay, but...
No, I think you're ridiculous.
Mm, fine. Fine.
Sorry, I am squashing your spirit right now.
Guess what, Samantha? I hate Christmas lights. So I take your Christmas lights and I step on them. That's what I do.
Oh, stuff your Forge and Fire game.
No, I can't wait.
Yes.
So excited. I'm going to email the History Network. When's it coming to Canada?
No, don't. No.
Yeah.
Don't.
Every week.
No.
Until it's here.
Until
it's here.
Okay, we give up.
We're
going to Canada.
We're
going to
send one.
Just to you.
Just to you. Right?
Stop bugging us. Do you know that I can go to the Forged in Fire website and I can buy, like, outfits?
Don't.
I can buy merchandise.
Don't.
Hey?
Oh, my God.
I want a t-shirt that says, I love the Forge.
You will be so embarrassing.
Oh, my God. That's my goal for the summer, is to have a...
No!
I can forge. So you can forge? So you think you can forge?
No.
Yeah.
No, don't. Yeah. No, don't.
I think so.
No.
I'm going to try and see. I'm going to see what there is. See what there is online. I'll let you know. I'll keep you posted, friends of the podcast.
Oh, God.
How exciting.
That is so ridiculous.
It's not.
Oh.
So exciting. Mm-hmm. So on this phone right here is already the upload for the weapon upgrade simulator. On this very phone, Samantha, I'm already ready for it.
I'm so excited for you.
I know, hey? So excited.
Okay.
It's all about the forge, but the forge.
No, stop talking.
Okay. Shh. Okay, okay, okay.
Stop
fine.
Talking.
Fine, we're done. We're okay. done with the forge.
All right.
Yeah. Been super excited.
I know. Are you done with your little fun?
Not completely, but sure.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. I need to bring up an issue with me.
Okay. With you?
An issue with Santa.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm trying to be like Christmas spirit. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you're going to go after Santa.
I'm going after Santa. Wow. I'm like, yo, Santa, what is up with the naughty and nice list?
What do you mean?
Because it's old. It's antiquated. Mm-mm-mm-mm. You need to update it. You need to get with the 21st century. Mm-mm-mm. What is with the naughty? What is with the nice? Can't everybody just get a gift? Why you gotta separate people? Why you gotta put labels on shit? Just saying. Speaking out for the people who can't speak.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, yes, I did.
Friends of the podcast, this seems like a mic drop right here. You just called Santa out on the carpet.
I did. Because you know what? I love him, jolly and all that jazz. Mm-hmm. But you know what? As we go through the 21st century and people are like unlabeling and labeling uh-huh. and going and doing all these politically correctness things, I think Santa, pony up.
Well, here's the funny thing, Samantha, because you've been kind of like chirping a little bit about this for the last couple of weeks. Like in our private down lives, right? You've been chirping a little bit about Santa and the naughty and the nice.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, so guess what I did?
What?
I called the North Pole.
You did not.
I did too. I talked to the, to well, I thought it was Roger the Elf, but he said it's Roger. I'm like, what the hell is that? Right? I'm like, hey, Roger. He's like, it's actually, I go by Roger.
Roger.
Yeah. So I talked to Roger the Elf, and you're completely wrong. Santa, I was so thrilled to know. Santa has completely evolved.
How?
Completely. How? You've been on this rant lately, Samantha. Uh-huh. He's evolved. I called the North Pole. Roger the Elf told me that Santa bases his naughty and nice list nowadays on people's social media behaviors.
Right? Then you've been naughty, Lisa.
Nope. The elves introduced a social media act a few years ago.
The elves?
The elves did. That's what Roger told me.
Roger.
And things that make you naughty now.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
Cryptic posts. Excessive game requests, and I get that, right? Don't send me so many game requests for, like, Words with Friends. Santa thinks that's bad. And extreme rants, so guess what?
Uh-huh.
You, right now,
uh-huh.
walking a slippery slope. You are walking a fine line. Be careful, Samantha.
I'm not putting on... Oh, I am putting on social
yes,
media.
Yes, you are.
Oh.
Yes, you are. And Santa still watches and listens.
Uh-huh. I was curious, like, what the split was. Is it 80-20 naughty nice? Is it 90-10? 70-30?
Here's
like,
the
what
thing.
Are we talking?
Okay. So if we're going to talk the split, I think the split, let's just use the frame of reference that we have, which is me and you. So the split is Lisa's nice, Sam is naughty. It's a 50-50. Is that 50-50? Right? That's what I think.
I'm not always naughty, Lisa.
But I'm
Since
always
when
nice. But I'm always nice.
Speaking your mind, naughty.
I'm just saying. I'm not saying
I'm
that.
Speaking my mind.
I'm just saying.
I had a problem. I put it forth.
I know, but you assumed... You just assumed that Santa was old and outdated.
People should just be happy people... He should just be happy people still talk about him.
Samantha, there is something called RUSM, and it is the North Pole's Responsible Use of Social Media online course. So for the wrongdoers...
Stop.
I'm not even kidding. Google
Stop.
It. The wrongdoers can enroll in RUSM, which is that course. And then they can RUSM, R-U-S-M, RUSM. That's how I think it's spelled, RUSM.
Oh
and you can enroll in the online course if you're naughty, and you can start getting back in the good books. And Santa's got a few tips for people like you. Number one, avoid oversharing.
I don't overshare.
Use fewer hashtags.
That's you.
No, you like hashtags.
No, you like hashtags.
Be concise with your posts.
I don't post.
And use tasteful language.
I use tasteful language.
Not always.
Yes, I do.
You sometimes swear.
I don't care.
Well, so I'm just saying, you may find yourself enrolling in
Rusev. Well, apparently Sen and I are not on the same page.
I'm just saying, right? I see Rusev in your future. I see Rusev.
Well, that's okay. You may have talked to Roger the elf.
Roger.
Roger.
I thought it wasn't Roger, but Roger. I go by Roger.
But what? The elves told me they need a break.
Oh.
Yeah, they're in strike. They're going to be in strike mode soon.
Really?
Yeah.
I think the elves suck.
I think the elves came from Saskatchewan.
They want to do less. They want to work a little less.
But they want to get paid more. They must be NDPers.
They must be. Those elves are NDPers.
That's a reference to our past government.
Yeah.
They would like proper health care, like dentists. They want eye care. They want massage therapy.
They work for 1 month a year.
They're going to unionize.
How is Santa going to let that happen?
They're going to have the elf union.
I don't think so.
Yeah, and they would like 3 weeks of vacation.
They have all but 4 weeks
No,
of vacation.
They want 3 weeks paid vacation.
They have, because Santa lays them off. Yeah. Is that why? That's a tough bargain.
Yeah.
Well, then Santa better be pretty strict with when they can take their vacation, not during Christmas. Crazy. It's like the elves work in retail. That's what that sounds like. The elves are in retail.
I think, well, kind of a little bit.
That's fine, elves. We will give you your 3 weeks vacation, but not from November 1st to January 15th, because there's inventory that we have to make sure we get done, right? Before we get going. So pencil yourself in February. God.
That's exactly it.
Right? Because if I was head of that union, I'd be like, you can take all the vacation you want after the 15th of January.
You got time.
Roger. Right? Just saying. It's kind of weird. He was kind of a weird little elf. Right?
All right.
Maybe it's French or something.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But that's all I got to say about that.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay?
Yeah.
I just need to get off my chest.
Okay, well, you know what? Just, like I said, right? Don't jump the gun and think that Santa's not.
Right. I'm not jumping anything.
Santa's with the time. Santa's on. I see on my Facebook, I get updates, and I get an update every now and then saying, Santa's online.
Shut up.
Santa's, I'm not even kidding. Santa's on Facebook. Santa's live on Facebook.
Oh, right. My God.
That means he's probably checking.
Do you still follow them on Twitter? The Word of God.
Yeah.
Do you follow that guy?
I still, yeah.
That's pretty funny.
It's very funny, but he's very Trump. Like, very, like a lot of his tweets have become very political.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's no fun.
Not as good.
No.
Not as good.
No.
You know.
Okay.
Okay.
We're leading into our segment of I Shake My Head.
Yes.
Lisa.
Samantha.
Does something make you shake your head this week?
Yeah, you.
It has to stop being me.
Well, then you have to stop making me shake my head.
Oh, God.
Okay, so here's the thing, friends of the podcast. Going back to Jan Arden in the bookstore.
I don't regret that. I know what you're talking about.
So we have patiently waited probably 2 hours.
Uh-huh.
We can see Jan.
We can see her.
We're next in line.
We're like three people away.
From Jan.
Mm-hmm.
And this older gentleman cuts in front of us.
Like the wind.
Just cuts in front.
I turned my head.
It's my shake my head moment. So I'll tell it, please. Okay? You'll have plenty of time to rebut.
Fine.
Okay. So he jumps in front of us. First thing I do is I look at Sam and I said, remember, 'tis the season. As in, let it go. Let it go. And what did you do?
I said to the gentleman, you're welcome.
And what did I do? Hung my head in shame. And shook it.
You know what, Lisa?
And then I knew where this was all going.
You should have.
Yeah.
Because you know what?
What?
We waited a long time.
We did.
And so did everybody else behind
us.
But
what was the
big
deal?
And he thought the rules didn't apply to him. And you know that pisses me off.
I know it does.
You know that pisses me off. I don't care if he looked crazy. I did not care. He stepped in front of us. He didn't ask. He just inserted himself.
Yes.
And you know what? You don't do that to me.
Well, you know what?
And think that you can get away with that shit.
But sometimes you got to let it go.
No!
Jan Arden's right there, and we're about to get into a fist fight with a crazy old man. Right?
I don't feel bad about it.
I know you don't.
I don't. I feel very vindicated.
Makes me shake my head. That's my shake
Lisa,
my head.
Lisa, how long have we known each other?
Too long.
Yeah, because you knew exactly what I was going to do. That's why as soon as he stepped in, I'm like, remember, 'tis the season.
Nope.
Because most people, when they hear 'tis the season, think, all right, just do something kind.
No.
Right?
No.
And then before I even finish my sentence, I put my head down.
Yeah.
And if I could have crawled into my coat, I would have. Because I knew exactly. I have been there before. Right?
Whatever.
I'm just saying.
You know I don't care.
I know.
You know that.
I know that.
I'm just saying.
It was funny. But butter. Right?
I'm just saying.
Don't bud. Moral of the story, don't bud in front of Sam.
Don't bud in front of me,
no.
Man.
But he did say thank you.
No, he didn't.
Oh.
He did not.
I don't know. My head was
all
down.
He said was, well, I've been here since 5:30. If you were here at 5:30, dude, you should be gone by now.
Should be gone.
Don't even start with me, you stupid little shit.
Not that I thought what he did was right.
Nope.
Nor
but
did
you
I
let him go. Let him do him.
Tis the season.
Ugh.
Set it and forget it.
Okay, whatever.
Okay, that was mine. What's
well,
yours?
It's over.
It's over.
What are you going to do about it?
Nothing. I just wanted to share. Mm-hmm. What about you?
Well, mine happens to be the fact that I waited outside in the cold on the side of the road with a sign welcoming Jan to Saskatoon, and I didn't have to.
So you're mad at Jan?
I'm mad at you.
Oh, you're mad at me. I felt that the other day too, actually, oddly enough.
I felt when I saw her Insta story where she was walking Mitty at about, I don't know, 3:33-ish in the afternoon. And I'm like, because I tried to tell you, she's probably already here. But you're like, nope, we got to stand on the side of the road. She's coming into town. She's going to stop. She's going to say hi. She's going to do it.
Yep.
Froze my ass off. I believe my last text to you that day was, I'm going to bed. I still have it unthawed. Like, good night.
Yeah, like, hashtag trying to shame and guilt you. Right? Yep.
Yep.
But here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
Right? How did we know that she was not sending pictures in current time, in real time? She was just sending pictures to send
uh-huh.
pictures.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But it goes to show that, you know what? We just had a lot of spunk.
Yeah, spunk.
A lot
that's
of spunk
it.
And fun. Spunk. It was fun.
Spunk.
Yeah.
I got some spunk.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
I did not really ever think for one second that you were loving any of that experience. And sometimes that's what friendship's about, Samantha.
Yep, you just got to do some shit sometimes.
Sometimes you just got to put up with some stuff.
Yep.
Right?
Pretty much.
Remember when I went to Michael Bublé?
That was awesome.
For you.
Yep.
Remember when I went to Dancing with the Stars?
Well, we did that for Grandma.
I know, but still not my cup of tea. Doesn't matter who we did it for. I still did not love it.
I went to Anne Murray.
Yeah, but you liked Anne.
Twice.
But you liked her.
No, I didn't.
But here's the difference. You never had to pay. I paid for both of my things
yeah,
and I got dragged
too. Well, that's because I'm not a two-income family.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Right? All right.
Enough said. All right. We're moving along again.
Are we friends again?
No.
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 Okay.
No.
No.
Just don't even think like that.
Well. That's fine, Samantha.
All right.
We'll be fine.
Our next topic
is
for next week.
Yes.
Christmas countdown.
Whoa.
Are you ready, 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 ready?
Wow. Hey.
I thought I would do a little wrestling slant
I
there
know
for
that.
You.
And I didn't even see the sound effects coming. You're getting really, really good at that. Like, you really are. Keep up the good work there, Chopper. Hey. Keep it going. Hey.
Shut up.
You make me proud.
Oh, thanks, Lisa.
Right? That's my best friend that just did. Ready, ready, ready. We don't need anybody to do anything for us. We just do it ourselves.
We just do it ourselves. We just make it up.
We just make it up as we go.
All right.
countdown.
Okay. You can follow us on Spreaker, iTunes, Google, iHeartRadio, Podbean, Spotify, Stitcher, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and we welcome you to email us at
ishakemyhead@gmail.com.
Okay, I eventually will get it right.
I let you do that whole part.
Yeah, you did. Except for that part.
And then you messed it up.
Okay, but we would like your comments or suggestions of topics that you would like us to talk about.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we'll talk about pretty much anything.
As you already know.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
This is true.
So that's what we've been doing this week, friends of the podcast.
It was a lot about Jan this week. A lot about Jan.
Yeah. But we don't... That's okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's got to be about Jan.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
But what I'm going to suggest is that you go out wherever you live, grab a hot chocolate or a tea or whatever,
and go tour some Christmas lights.
It is fun, even though like, I'm not a fan of the lights, but still, I mean, you know, it's still fun.
It's festive.
It's festive.
It's free.
And you know what makes my, and here's the thing, friends of the podcast, if you're like me and it's not quite your gig, it still will make your heart feel good to know that it's your friend's gig.
Yeah.
Right? Doing it for friendship. In the name of friendship.
In the name of friendship.
Yeah.
All right. That's it for me.
All right, Samantha. Always a pleasure.
Should be.